Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 64 for May 18th, 2006, the Arcos AV700. This is your announcer, Leo Laporte, speaking. And now, get ready for Dick. Here we are, Thursday, time to talk to Dick, and if it's Thursday, yes, it must be time for another retraction and apology on my part. I've really offended the New Yorkers this time by implying that somehow it was, you know, just a different world. And the cockroach thing, I'm sorry, I apologize. I love New York. I was, you know, we may be from different worlds, you and I, Dick, but
yes.
I was born on the Upper West Side.
You were?
You didn't know that, did you?
Till what age?
Till about the age of three, and then we moved to Providence. The hospital's not there anymore. It was called the Women's Hospital, and we lived in the. My dad was a graduate student at Columbia, so we lived up in Morningside Heights, and we lived.
Oh, okay.
At the, I went and I looked at the. It was kind of a project. What was the name of Frederick Douglass Projects in which are still there, I think. It was about 81st, 82nd Street on the Upper West Side.
Well, no, it couldn't be because I live on 82nd
Street. Oh, yeah. It was very near where you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because Morningside Heights is like 182nd.
182nd? Up by Columbia. So it is farther up. You're right.
It is.
Add 100.
Right. No, because if you lived this close, I would go look for the memorial plaque.
Leo Laporte was born here. No, they tore the hospital down. It was called Women's and Children's Hospital, right. Something like
and
that.
And amazingly, they tore it down the day after you were born.
That was it. They disinfected it.
This is enough.
Now we've got some people, they broke the mold. I broke the hospital. The whole thing right. Just gone. So what do we have as a gadget today?
We're talking about the Arcos AV700, and it's topical for one very good reason is that just recently they announced like a $200 price cut.
Wow.
The AV700, there are two versions.
I actually like this device, and I think it kind of got overlooked once Apple came out with the iPod with video.
I absolutely agree with you. The AV700, it's a portable audio-video player.
Beautiful big screen.
It has a wide screen. It has direct video in. You don't have to go through. You don't need a computer. You can download movies for the road. And as you said, it's widescreen. Now, I had it for about a month when I was playing with it, and then I sent it back. Because, to tell you the truth, I have the AV400, which is the little 4x3 ratio Arcos.
This one was too big for you.
It was too big, exactly.
Interesting.
And I tend to watch old black and white movies, and you don't need it on the big screen.
Right.
It's available in a 40, but also a 100 gigabyte model.
That's a lot of video.
That's a lot. That's about 200 movies.
Now another reason this didn't sell well is because it was pretty expensive. So now if they've dropped the price $200, that's good news.
It's down to, I just did a web search.
It was like $700 when it came out.
Yes, I believe it is down to about $450.
Ah, much better.
Yeah, and 100 gigabyte hard drive. I mean,
it's good, yeah.
That's about a million photos.
Right.
Which is now, remember last time you came up and you said, I want to show you some pictures, and you showed me those million photos?
Right.
And you had six different devices.
Yeah.
Now
you could just put them all in one.
You could show people your million photos. It was a picture of his kids every single day of their lives.
Yeah,
and this is.
I love my kids. Yeah, this is day six, day 362, year four.
Right.
Day 363, year four.
Yeah. They're a little similar, don't you think, Leo?
Year 4, 364.
Right.
Year 4, 3. Year 5.
Yeah, see, that's why we didn't get to talk a lot.
No, right. I had a lot to show. So now one of the things in a way the iPod has an advantage because it's with iTunes, you download, it's very easy to get video into it. But it's also, as you say, very limiting. You can only get it in
either with some real effort on your part or just through iTunes. But the Arcos can take it pretty much from anywhere.
Absolutely. And, of course, you can carry, you know, your MP3 files, 50,000 songs.
You like the screen on this?
Yeah, I do like the screen on it. It's not OLED, but the screen's pretty decent and has two little stereo speakers. I mean, this is not going to be your main, audio-video for home. But, boy, for travel, it's neat. And, obviously, with video out, you can – what I find now is a lot of hotel rooms now have audio and video in on the front of the TV set in the hotel.
Right.
So when I get to the hotel.
Oh, you just hook it up to the TV.
Exactly.
So it's not just, it's not just for playing it on the device, but think of it as a DVR kind of. You can use it.
That's exactly what it is. It's a DVR. And so you have your own movies and you can watch them on the big screen at the hotel. And you're right, the price was a little prohibitive. I think the list when it came out on the 100 gigabytes was in the $800 range.
Right. Well, it makes sense that it would drop. The hard drive costs have dropped
as
well.
Yes, absolutely. So, yeah. Absolutely. And it's good looking. So
Arcos AV700.
Oh, by the way, Leo, I did find that email, and it says, please tell Leo I enjoy your podcasts. His intros with the various accents are fun. They're even more fun when he messes them up. You are the best, or maybe that should be the worst gadget freak in the world. I have electronic gadget addiction, but Dick, you have me beaten a wide margin.
Oh, yeah, and there's nobody like Dick when it comes to that. And what's her name?
Let's see. The
first
name is...
Give her credit.
Oh. You know what? It's so funny that...
It's not on there, huh?
No, it's not.
That's okay.
But you know what? You know what is ironic, Leo? I had this folded in half, and I just unfolded it. Listen to this. I just listened to your podcast about the Panasonic quad turntable.
Right.
Ironically, I listened to your podcast through my aging but still working perfectly Sansui quad synthesizer. That is connected to my Mac G4.
Wow.
It's one of the earliest Matrix decoders, and I believe it later developed into Dolby Digital Surround Sound.
Oh, wow. Now watch this. I'm going to be in the left corner. Now I'm in the right corner.
Oh, you have
now
one of those.
Behind you. Now I'm in front of you.
Oh.
Now I'm standing on your toes.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that realistic?
This is the world's first quad pod. We call it quad podcasting.
Pod.
Quad pod.
Hey, that's an interesting idea.
A new quad pod sound.
Well, actually, we do ours in glorious monophonic sound.
Monophonic.
But would be an interesting idea to do it in quad. I think we did one, and I know Dig did one in surround sound. It's kind of what it does is it makes the file really big, so there's not a lot of market for it.
Oh, you know what? It's a man, and it's Tall Guy is his screen name.
Oh, Tall Guy. Okay.
Tall Guy. And you know what? He's at Rogers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's a Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Now I'm going to, Tall Guy, I'm going to be above you. Look at that. And now I'm below you. Wow. Look at that. Isn't that amazing? So we're in eight
this is
axes.
Like isn't this Octasound? What's this?
Octasound.
Octasound. And it's...
It's the Daily Gizwiz in Octasound.
Right.
We should do that. And Technicolor.
Yeah.
Because if you close your eyes... We are in Technicolor.
Absolutely. What is six? Octasound is eight.
Octa's eight.
Right?
Well, I think we need all eight.
Oh, okay.
There's only two of us, but you never know when we might ought to go over here or go over here or go over here. Then you'd have eight. That was the problem with quad anyway, was a lot of it was just stuff where I'm in the left, I'm in the right, I'm behind, I'm in front. It's like, okay, I just want to hear some music. The Arcos AV700, in fact, I think they have pretty good sound as well coming out of that. You can
yeah, if you hook that up,
stereo.
If you get stereo, or on the airplane when you listen with headphones, it's dynamite sound.
Sounds great.
So, yeah.
And it looks great. And it is our gadget of the day with the Daily Gizwiz. Go to thedailygizwiz.com for the What the Heck Is It contest and for notes about all the products Dick mentions on the show. And you're going to be on World News Now anytime soon?
World News Now. I will be on, let me just look at my calendar.
Do you do it early in the month? When is
I do it sort of... in conjunction with shows. For example, toward the end of the month, I will be on with Gadgets from the Hardware Show.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. We'll probably talk about some of those when I get back from Vegas.
Great.
And, oh, you know, we didn't do all week. We should just ask one more time for votes if people feel like it.
Oh, in Podcast Alley. This will be our last. I'm going to end it here. This will be the last one. We want to make number one on Podcast Alley. So just go podcastalley.com and cast a vote for the Daily Giz Whiz. And then we won't ask you ever again. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. We're done.
That's it.
We're no more campaigning.
We don't beg.
We leave. Please, please.
But please. Please, you can have some of my old clothes. If I come to your city.
Oh, dear. All right, Dick. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow, pal.
Classic.
Don't come to my house.
Classic
to my warehouse.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Take care.
Okay. I'll be here.